Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah, because
We're getting tired of Kent not having a chat room open, having admin mode only, hanging up on folks. It's just getting downright nasty out there for a Christian show. I don't know what is going on with this man, Pastor Kent, but he is definitely not doing a good job of running his show. And a lot of people are complaining about the way he is doing business on Blog Talk Radio. So, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say tonight. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
Pastor Kent, I'm sorry. Let me say something about my brother, Pastor Kent, before I say good evening to you, my original brother, Pastor Kent. Now, Pastor Kent, please understand, folks. Please understand. He's going through a lot right now. The man's worried about where his next meal's coming from. He's worried about financial situations. The guy's been trying to get disability for a couple of months. He's got no money. He's sad. He's got no job. And his wife goes out and works just to make money for the household. So don't – just try to be careful, man, with him, okay? No, I'm not a sellout, Gavin Moorhead. Really? Really? I thought you were a fan of mine, man. All right, you know what? That's cool. All right, so let me say this, Pastor Ken. I want to thank you for allowing me on your show tonight and being a part of this. And Pastor Kent is going through a lot. Your other half, Tony Farrar, and I have talked for the past, I guess, we talked for like 20 minutes on the side when I was doing Pastor Kent's show earlier. He called in.
Okay.
And we went in the back channel and him and I talked. And he will verify this when he calls in. Okay. He asked me to call in tonight. And I'm going to call in and I'm going to say that I love you and I love Pastor Kent. How am I supposed to leave Pastor Kent's show? Right.
Well, I'm not telling you to leave Pastor Kent's show.
I'm not saying. Look, Kent, Pastor Kent, I'm not saying you ever told me to. But people are telling me to. I'm getting emails, people telling me to leave the show. Let him rock. You know what? I'm not going to do that, man, because I have been, it's got nothing to do with you, Pastor Ken, okay? You would never tell me to do that, ever. And I know that. And I know you and Pastor Kent are not getting along right now. And that's cool, too. So I called to his show, and I called to your show.
I'm not having a problem with Pastor Kent. I have no problem with Pastor Kent, okay? I like Pastor Kent, to tell you the truth, okay? But he's doing... what he's doing to his program is bringing it down. Okay, he's not opening a chat room, to chat people. Okay, or people to ask questions. He's putting it on admin mode. Okay, he wants people to call into a show. Okay, but when people call into a show, he don't take calls. Okay? I mean, come on.
I get it. But understand this, Pastor Ken. Understand this. I am his co-host, but I can't control everything that goes on that show. Okay? I can control the music. I can control the callers. But I can't control the admin because he is the admin. Okay? So when people come into the chat room and they start talking negatively about him and whatever he's done in his past, it pisses him off. Okay? And I get that. So he's asked me to watch the chat room, but lately he's taking it over anyway because he can't sit on the side for even one episode. And it's his show. And I get that. But if you're going to make me the co-host, let me run one show. But he won't do that. But it's okay. It's his show, man. It's his show.
Yeah, that's true. It's his show. I guess he can run it the way he wants to run.
He's the one paying for it. And let me say this. If I start paying for his show to help him pay his show, which I may do very soon, well, things may change. You know, Pastor Kent has financial problems, and I get it. And him and I have talked on the side, and I may help him pay for his channel. Because we want to grow the channel with Doctrine. Okay, Doctrine is willing to put in a couple bucks, too, to grow his channel. But Pastor Kent has to be able to accept the fact that not everybody out there is going to be a fan of his. And that's the only thing I want to say about Pastor Kent that's negative, is that I want him to accept criticism. Just accept it, man. I accept it every day. I know people out there are busting my balls. I got off Discord. I'm not part of that no more, and I will never be again because I get tired of my balls being busted because I'm trying to give you and Pastor Kent entertainment. I don't get paid for this, man. I get nothing for this. I do it for entertainment. And that's it. That's it. That's where my life has become. Now, is Tony Farrar on there? I want to talk to him.
Yes, he is. As a matter of fact, he called in. I'm going to bring him on right now. Okay? Tony, you're on the air.
You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. While you're on the subject of Kent Hopper and Father's House, you know, let me just start with the fact that his intro on his page says that he is open to everybody, all genders, all sexual orientations. This is the kind of pastor he says he is. But he will tell you quick that homosexuals are going to hell. So no homosexual or any member of the LGBTQ community wants to call, I mean, listen to his show where he draws you in with a lie and then turns on you. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then if you differ with his opinion, you get hung up on. He closes his chat. You know, he's supposed to be a pastor, a man of God. He's there to help the people. Well, who in the hell exactly is he helping? All he really does is go on, rattle his lip. He wants to be heard, but he doesn't want anybody to object to the crap he's saying, which I find just totally ridiculous. You know, Ken, I'm almost done. You know how I feel about your show, Ken? You know, I think you have a lot of crazies that call in. Sometimes I think, you know, what your goal to spread the word gets muted and distorted sometimes. But at least you let them come on and say what they have to say. You don't hang up on them unless it gets, you know, ridiculous and highly sexual and whatnot. And as well, you should. But at least you let the callers talk. You're a pastor. You listen to what they have to say, if it's in reason. And Kent doesn't even do that. How in the hell he calls himself a pastor, I have no earthly idea. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was my opinion. Not everybody else's, I'm sure. So when the callers start calling in, I'm ready for y'all. Okay, I had my say.
Hi, Leroy.
Yeah, how you doing, Tony? And I know you and I talked earlier, and that's why you and I decided to be on the show tonight I love Pastor Kent, okay? He's letting me pretty much run the show to a degree, okay? And I'm seeing it here, Ken Hopper sucks and whatever. But you know what? I try to help this man to increase his ratings, okay? And you and I talked about this off the air. Yeah, you said Ken Hopper sucks. Okay, whatever. It's cool, man. Ken Comer. What's this? Ken Comer machine. The hell is that, man? Okay, what's this? Leroy screens calls. I screen calls because that's what I'm told to do. You understand? I don't run Pastor Ken's show. It's not my show, man. Okay? Please understand, if you're going to bust my balls, I got nothing to do with it. Honestly, I'm a co-host. But Kent has admin. I don't have admin. He can override everything I do on the show. Okay? I'm on the show to entertain you. Look at this Susie debate. You know what, Susie? No wonder he kicked you off the channel, man. Like, really? Penis sauce? How old are you? What are you like, 19, man? Jesus Christ. 19? I mean, really? Penis sauce? You know what? that's really fucked up. I'm sorry, but, I mean, seriously. All due respect. I don't run Pastor Ken's show. Okay? He runs
well,
the
somebody
show.
Well, somebody needs to.
It's his show, Tony. You and I talked about this off the air.
You're absolutely right.
Show.
It is his show, and I will continue to bitch about it, and I will continue to call his show, and I will continue to complain to him about it until he changes the fact that his show is open to everybody, any gender or sexual orientation. Until he takes that off, I will be calling his show every time he's on. And he's just going to continue to hang up on me and not run his chat room. So I guess either he's going to get tired or I will, one of the two. But he needs to listen to people. He needs to stop being such a hypocrite. I mean, the man says he was gay. The man says he was gay, and he lived that lifestyle. Well, all I know is, you know, I've been gay a long, long time, and I've met a lot of people, male, female, lesbians, gays, whatever. And from what I've seen, a woman can go gay, be straight one day, go gay the next, and then be straight the day after that. It's in their nature. Men who are truly straight cannot cross that line. Mentally, it won't let them. You can't just decide one day, okay, you know what? I'm going to suck dick today. Don't work like that. Kent was gay before his gay affair, and he's gay now. What, Leroy? I can't hear you.
I just said, you know what? I mean, what you're saying is absolutely right. I have never had any interest in a man in any way, shape, or form. And no matter what you look like, look, you know, I can appreciate a good-looking man. I thought Burt Reynolds was a good-looking man in his day. I thought Robert Redford was, Paul Newman, all those guys. Well, good-looking guys, but that doesn't mean I want to suck their cock, man.
Exactly. And if you do, you're gay, and you have been for a long time, and probably still are. You know, but you can't come on. But you can't come on the air and rant and rave about something that you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kent wants to talk about. I think Kent protests a little too much. If you get what I'm saying.
Well,
yeah.
the only thing I don't understand about Pastor Kent, and I do love the guy. Honestly, I really do. I think he's a good guy. I think he's got a good heart. He's got a bad past, a real bad past, okay? So here's a guy that was, from what I understand, was living as a gay man for 2 years. I don't know if I'm wrong or right about that. Maybe people in the chat can tell me.
No, that's what he said. That's what he said back in the day. He lived in the
gay man
for 2 years.
Okay, so that kind of freaks me out. I mean, it's kind of like if you're that anti-gay, when you were gay for 2 years, look, I haven't been gay for 1 minute in my life, but that doesn't mean I don't like gays and don't appreciate them. I've said it numerous times. I got a gay couple living right next door to me, man, that adopted a son about 4 or 5 years ago. He's like five, I guess he's about 6 years old now. And they're like my best friends. I mean, honestly, man, they invite me to every picnic they have, and I go there. So, I mean, what can I tell you?
Yeah.
I would never say anything negative about any gays. It doesn't matter if you're gay, if you're black, if you're white, if you're Puerto Rican, if you're Chinese, Japanese, Korean, African, freaking Alaskan. It doesn't matter, man.
Yeah. I agree with you there, you know. Okay. Let's bring on a caller here from 857 and see what he has to say. 857, you're on air.
Hello, gentlemen. It's J-Bo.
Hello, J-Bo, my brother. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. How's everything on your end?
Oh, great, great.
Good to hear. Good to hear. I just want to say hello to Pastor Leroy. I want to say hello to Tony F.
Hello, J-Bo.
And I just want to say, actually, I want to ask. First of all, I agree with everything you said, Tony. And I need to ask, I think everybody wants to know the answer. When are we going to get a Tony F. show?
Oh, that'll never happen.
No, why?
Yeah,
why?
So I can be harassed by trolls? I don't think so. Not
oh
Mickey's.
It's a shame. It's a shame because you, like, you're not hearing it, I guess, because you're there doing it. But, like, the back and forth between you and Leroy, awesome. Absolutely awesome. I think you would contribute to have a great show. Even if you don't take calls, you'd have an awesome show.
Well, thank you so much, J-Bo.
You're very welcome.
And I'm
honestly,
saying that too, J-Bo, yeah. That Tony's a new show on my network called Talking with Tony F. Okay? And just talk about whatever.
Well, I'd rather take advice from Tony F. instead of Tony G., but that's just my opinion.
Poor Tony G, though. I wish he'd come back and do regular shows. I don't know what's wrong with that man. Now him I enjoy. On his show, you know what to expect before you even clock in.
Yeah. Yeah, you know
He's going to get a lot of trolls. He's going to get upset. He's going to scream. He's going to holler. He's going to gasp for air. And eventually he's going to cancel the show toward the end. But it's entertaining. And you know what's going on and you know what's happening. He doesn't lie. He's up front. You know, he says it like he feels it. There's nothing wrong with that.
He's also gullible as shit. But
oh, well, is he gullible or is that just what he does for the show? Is it his actual persona or is it his stage persona?
I don't have all
you know,
those answers.
Yeah, that's how I look at Tony Gaga as a radio person, and I think he actually has, you know, hopefully not that same voice. And, you know, he has a real life. You know what I mean? I think he's a real person, of course, but I think Tony Gaga is just a persona.
I can assure you he is a real person, and he also, I wouldn't say it's a persona. I'd like to say he turns the volume up. I've known him for a long time. He definitely turns the volume up. We all see it. However, the gullibility or the gullible factor there, even Leroy could tell you, it's definitely off the charts. That's not part of a persona. He's really that gullible.
God bless his heart.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably going to call me a son of a bitch because of it. And aside from that, I just want to say I agree with you, Tony. Pastor Ken, thank you for having me on the show. Pastor Leroy, always a pleasure. And I really, really do hope we get a Tony F show. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I do. Me too. I think we should get that. Yeah.
Nobody knows what the future brings. Who knows?
Ooh. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, J-Lo. Have a good one. So do we have any more callers?
Well, we've got callers, but they haven't pressed the one key. Okay.
Then we don't have callers.
Well, we do, but they haven't pressed the one key.
Exactly. So they don't want to come on, so we have no callers. Are you doing a sermon this evening, Pastor Ken? What are you? What is your show about?
I was going to do a sermon. It's not really a sermon. It's more of a Bible reading. I was gonna read from Genesis chapter 34. Okay, and it's regarding Jacob's family trouble.
Why don't you do that? Put everybody on mute, and we will talk to you in a bit. If I don't come back on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, appreciate y'all. Bye.
All right. Okay. All righty. So Tony has left the building. Okay. Well, I'm okay. Well, that's not a great show title, Dick Sucking with Tony. Yeah, that's not a great show title. Think of something better than that term, Miguel Juddy. It's gotta stand out. Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, let's get into the message for tonight. Like I said, it's Jacob's family troubles, and I'm taking it from Genesis chapter 34. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had come born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her, and he violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this young woman as a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field, so Jacob held his peace until they came. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing that which ought not to be done. But Hamor spoke to them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife and make marriage with us. Give your daughters to us and take our daughters to yourselves. So you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it, acquire possessions for yourself in it." Then Shechem said to her father and her brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me, I will give. Ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me. But give me the young woman as a wife." with the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor, his father, and spoke deceitfully because he had defiled Zion unto their sister. And they said to them, we cannot do this thing to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. But on this condition, we will consent to you if you will become as we are. If every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us and dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will not take our daughter, okay, and be gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son, so the young men did not delay to do the thing because they delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of the city and spoke with the men of the city, saying, these men are at peace with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade in it, for indeed the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only in this condition will the men consist to dwell with us, to be our one people. If every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised, will not their livestock, their property, and every animal of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And all who went out of the gate of the city heeded Hamor, Shechem, his son. Every male was circumcised, and all who went out the gate of the city. Now it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, the two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because their sisters had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, and their donkeys, and what was in the city and what was in the field and all their wealth. All the little ones and their wives, they took captive, and they plundered plundered all that was in the houses. And Jacob said to Simon and Levi, you have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me. I shall be destroyed, my household and I. But they said, should he treat our sister like a harlot? Then God said to Jacob, arise, go to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household and to all who were in him, okay, put away the foreign gods that are among you, purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go to Bethel. Excuse me. And I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me in the which way I've gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree, which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them. And they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is in Bethel, which is the land of Canaan, and he and all the people were with him. And he built an altar there, and he called the place El Bethel, because their God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. So Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Amen. Alrighty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, I hope you all enjoyed tonight's Bible reading about Jacob. Okay, this completes, Jacob and Isaac. Let's see here. I'm going to play some music. So, let's play Love Theory by Kirk Franklin.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back tonight, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. sides with your water. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hold in it due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, LeAndrea, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Thank you. that together. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. If there is power in the name of Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Yeah, to break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Let's sit together. There is power. There is power.
Thank you.
every chain. And there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. All righty. Well, let's bring on back on Pastor Leroy. And I'm going to take 111 and see who I have. Who do I have, 111?
Shalom, Kenneth. How you doing, brother?
Hey, DC2. How you doing, my brother?
I'm all right, man. I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing great.
So I just wanted to call for a couple reasons. First and foremost, I have to say, and you know this, that I couldn't agree more with what Tony Farrar said about Kent. My issue with Kent is very simple. He is, for a pastor, a very judgmental man. And when people call in, and I'm not saying that every call is good and there's not idiots that, you know, there are definitely idiots that call into the show. But there's some good callers, too, that he just hangs up on. And anyone that doesn't agree, and Kenny, we've talked about this, that doesn't agree with him, he calls them haters, or he's not going to debate. Like, if you can't defend your position, you're not a real pastor to me. If you don't know the word good enough to defend your position, then you're not a real pastor. And when you talk to him and you ask him questions about his opinion, he can't defend those opinions. To me, that's not a real man of God. He will just literally tell you you a hater and he'll hang up on you, and then he'll run his mouth for 5 minutes about how everybody's out to get him and all this other stuff, which is full nonsense. That's why I don't even call anymore, because there's no point. And the stuff about Tony, or excuse me, the stuff that Tony said about him not liking certain groups of people is true. And there's no reason for it. And I subscribe to the theory, and this is just my opinion, and I'm not putting – it's not hateful, but it's just my opinion, that the man is gay, that he's a bisexual man, at least, at bare minimum. And some of this anger that this man has on his show comes from a place of self-hatred. So I don't know if that's true, but that's the way it comes across to me when I listen to him. I don't know if Tony's listening, if he agrees or disagrees, but that's what it seems like to me.
It's actually like he loathes himself.
Yes, yeah, exactly, man. And there's no reason to. Like, there's no reason to be that way. There's nothing wrong with being homosexual. There's nothing wrong with being bisexual. There's nothing wrong with, I mean, I don't have anything against anybody as long as they're a good person. And I really think personally, and this isn't a shot at Leroy. I know that Kent is his friend and I expect him to defend Kent, but I don't think Kent is a very good person. I just don't. A good person doesn't act like him. He's angry all the time. And he's very judgmental. I'm not perfect by any stretch. I got my issues as well. But I try to be a good man. I try not to judge people, with things they can't control. I don't think you necessarily can control whether you're gay or not. I think you're born that way, in my opinion. So, but for me, I just don't think he's a good person. I don't know how godly he really is or how well he knows the Bible. Because he just refuses to have anyone on air that will test him. If you ask him any questions, he just hangs up on you. Like, he'll just say, that's how I feel, that's the way it is, and he'll hang up on you. So this is a long-winded way of saying I agree with what Tony said. I've agreed with it for a while. I've called in. You've heard my opinions on that. And I just wanted to say Tony and I have had we've gone back and forth and had some issues or whatever, but he's spot on this one. He was 100% right with everything that he said, and I couldn't agree with him more. And I hope he does keep calling, because somebody needs to hold Kent's feet to the fire. It's not going to be me. I just don't have the patience for it. I think Tony's probably a little bit more even-tempered than I am and would probably be better at it than I would. So I appreciate that he's going to continue to do that because somebody needs to get through to him, in my opinion. I think Leroy, I think, is a far better example of how to handle things than Kent. And unfortunately for listeners, Leroy's not – it's not his show. It's Kent's show. So it gets run Kent's way. And as long as that's going on, his show is going to suffer because nobody wants to listen to him blow V8 and do that, you know, stuff that he does for 2 hours. No one's going to listen to that. So that's my thoughts on it, man. And one other thing before – I know I'm taking up a lot of time. I'm sorry, man. Tony Gaga apparently was jumped by two black guys. He's been blaming this on me for weeks. He called me from the emergency room screaming at me. I couldn't understand a word other than fruity that he said. That was the only word I could really understand because he had a really bad lisp. I want to put this out there so he'll shut up about this. I had nothing to do with anything that happened to him. I'm not going to ask somebody to go up to Boston for real and hurt him. I do not care that much about him. So he needs to stop accusing me of crimes, basically. He's basically accusing me of crimes, of assault, or my family members. So I just want to say to him and whoever else is listening that simply is not true. I don't know what his deal is with black people, people of color. I have no idea. But whatever happened to him, that is separate from me. That does not have anything to do with me. My issue with him remains the same. I think he is a racist. He treats me with disrespect repeatedly, and I'm just done with it. I'm not going to fight the guy. I'm not going to have anybody attack him. He's got to live in his shoes. He's got to look in the mirror. So that's on him. So I just wanted to say that, man. Kenny, I'll stay on if you want me to. You could take on the rest of your call.
Yeah, I want to say that. I'm going to take a call here. From 412.
Wait, hold on. Pass the Ken.
Yeah, go ahead, Pastor Leroy.
All right, hold on 1 second before you take that call. I want a rebuttal here on DC2. DC2, man, you know I love your brother, right? You know that?
Yeah, we good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're cool, man. And I'm going to say thank you for what you said tonight. Pastor Kent has got a lot of personal issues, okay? And he needs me on his show right now, okay? So give him a break. The man's going through. He's got no income coming in. He's going through a lot. Understand a man who's 58 years old going through that, okay? So all I'm going to say is give him a break. Try to understand what he's going through. And that's it. I'm just going to sit here and sit on the side, man.
Okay. All right. Veronica, you're on the air. How you doing tonight, Veronica?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Good to hear from you, Kenny, and DC2. Hello, Leroy.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I agree with DC2, everything you said, spot on. But, hey, I wanted to update you guys what I called in a couple nights ago, and right after that Easter bash we had at the club. And I just wanted to let you know that I stopped up and I flew into Boston, yesterday. My boyfriend's up there, and he helped me clean off the orange spray paint. So it worked out great. He helped me, and then I just flew back into Pittsburgh this evening. So I just got in.
Oh, okay. So everything went okay then. That's good to hear.
Yeah, everything went fantastic. I just wanted to give a shout out to my sweetie. He's in the chat room right now. Tony Talk 1. I know he's working right now, but I just wanted to say I love you, baby.
Yeah.
But that was all. Thanks for doing the show tonight, Kenny. We appreciate it, since he doesn't do them anymore.
All righty. Well, I'm going to keep on doing shows. I think tomorrow night might be Pastor One tonight. I don't know if she's going to come on tomorrow night or not. But if she don't, I'll be on, and we'll do another show. All righty. Let me take a caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Ken, if you could, Ken, ask Wanda if about the underpants, because there's a guy that keeps calling about the underpants. We need an answer to that. Will she sell them?
Well, I know she won't sell any underpants.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Go to the next call.
Let me ask you this, Pastor Ken. Why would anybody, all due respect to Pastor Wanda, she's phenomenal. She's a great speaker of God. I love her. But why in the hell would anybody want her panties, man?
I agree, but there's some person or two keeps calling into the show, and she says, "Shut it down, shut it down, shut it down, Pastor, shut it down." Anytime the word
shut
underwear
down,
is said,
yeah,
the word underwear. Shut it down. I gotta go feed the homeless.
Kenny, you know who would love Wanda's underpants?
No, who?
Grover Washington. Poor Grover. Has anybody heard of him?
I know that Grover wants them so bad, and I don't understand that why he does.
I bet he's sad because he can't get them.
We got to find Grover, man. Maybe he went on a pilgrimage to Atlanta to try to find the draws.
That's a long walk.
Well, I don't think he walked. I think he probably stole a car if I know Grover.
Well, he has an Uber. He always has Uber access. Maybe he Ubered over.
Wait a minute. Grover has a car?
I don't see how.
Yeah, he drives an Uber.
God damn.
Is that vibrating?
I don't know why Johnny turns that damn vibrator on every show.
That's
you
Veronica.
Can do that off air, Johnny. You can do it off
Veronica.
Air,
Veronica.
Oh,
well, you
just,
can tell he's not
me.
Stuffing it anywhere because it's so loud.
Where's Beanie? That reminds me. Where's Beanie?
I
he
don't know.
Called
he's not
every
here.
Every other call has not been Beanie tonight. I hope Beanie's okay. Prayers for Beanie.
Yeah, prayers for Beanie.
Oh.
Well.
Veronica. Oh. All right, let's go to another call.
There ain't no
Man,
more callers.
Johnny just taking over the show.
Yeah, there's nobody pressing
oh, I
one key.
I was hoping that a certain Blog Talk radio host would be making a phone call to call into this program. I
oh, you don't
in
want
the chat
that
room.
That won't,
that
won't
at
end
work.
Well.
Oh,
not work.
Right now.
He ain't at work, Kenny.
Oh.
He is not at work. You know why he's not calling in? Because
oh.
he's got a lisp.
Yep.
He has a lid,
all
and he does. Yeah, he's all his face is all messed up, man. That's why he ain't calling in.
What
ain't
a
it
shock!
Work.
What a shock that he would get into a fight with black people. He's so kind and tolerant to all races. Why would
he
the
claims
God ever beat a black
he claims he beat up two black guys, but yet he called me from there. Johnny, man,
what?
Come on, brother, we getting along, man.
Uh-huh. Veronica, not me.
Never mind.
Go
ahead, Kenny. Johnny, don't yell at me, man. I'm not in the mood for your shit tonight.
All right.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Now, the story is that they were Stacy's friends, and one of them kissed Stacy on the cheek, and that's what set him off.
See, I don't even know any of this. I just know He screamed at me, and then he blamed me, said it was all my fault.
Fruity.
What? Yeah, Fruity. Fruity did it. You know, Clarence and Fruity, you know, they had nothing to do with none of this. I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh.
I'm just going to be quiet and let Johnny just play with his vibrator, okay?
That
Johnny, play with it. Turn it on. Be a heart's desire. Just go ahead. Turn it on, Johnny.
Veronica.
Go out and mow the lawn. Do something. Make some noise, Johnny.
It's dark. I'm not going to cut the grass. Where's Beanie? Can we? Is there any California calls?
Yeah, Beanie's not here. He didn't call in tonight.
Damn it. Tony, all right. I see Tony in the chat room talking trash. Lying. You, man, come on, man. He don't get
you
no threats from anybody. Man, this man just speaks ill on me all the time. That's all he does. Just
honestly,
call in.
I think it's
stop
because
being a baby and call in.
You're the only colored person that calls into the show. So he, for some reason, feels like I don't know.
Well,
maybe you knew.
I think there's other black people that call the show. I don't know about his consistency.
Black man. But you've been the only person that has had his back since day one. So I don't know why he keeps thinking it's you.
I
mean,
I don't know.
He needs to just
call in. This is ridiculous. I don't care what he sounds like. He needs to call in.
He probably sounds
like a gay.
And then
he said the N-word again. Man, you see what I'm talking about, Kenny? I have told this man 5,000 times not to say it, type it, and he just will not listen to me. He wrote it again in the chat room.
Yeah, he did.
Screenshot that.
Everyone sees it. I don't need to screenshot it.
Since he was a kid.
Just, yo, Tony, call in, man. Just call in. You can call me the N-word 50 times. I don't care. Just call in.
Don't say the N-word.
Kenny, is he calling in?
This is a Christian show.
No,
so he's
hasn't.
Googling
this.
He's Googling.
He doesn't do anything at work. I don't know why he can't call in.
I'll tell you why. His mouth is all messed up, and he can't talk correctly. I couldn't understand a word of his gibberish when he called me. And he's telling everybody he beat up two black guys. If he beat them up, I mean, why was he in the emergency room, and why is his mouth all messed up?
Maybe he was looking for pills.
Fruity. I'm sure it does, Tony, but you should call in anyway, since you got so much to say about me. Shit, and my family, call in. All right, Kenny, I'm just going to wait. I don't know if he's going to call or not. I've told him to call.
Yeah, well, he hasn't called in yet, that's for sure.
Hopefully other people will call in because I don't want to be long-winded or, I mean, Johnny, how are you, man? Talk about, how's your life?
I got a nice piece of artwork of me at my casino that was put together by the AI generators.
Well, that's nice.
I can't show it on this can't show it on this chat. It said over on tip score. Beautiful.
Nice. Oh, I think I saw it. I saw you with the headdress on. It's a wonderful photo.
You look older in that picture.
What?
You look older in the picture.
Oh, I thought you said I look cold. I thought, what, do you see my nipples? Quit looking. That was a joke.
Okay.
Kenny, how you doing, brother? Kenny, what, Kenny, you gotta get... how's everything? How you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Let me guess, Ken, you had leftover ham today, right?
Yes, I had leftover ham today. I had leftover stuffing. I had all that good stuff, yeah.
You stuffed your ham?
Huh?
Ainley?
You stuff your ham?
you know, like stuffing, you know, like stuffing, like if you're going to stuff the turkey with?
I made a ham sandwich.
You stuffed the ham?
We had stuffing with the ham.
Oh, with it, not in it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of the Tony Farrar hour, by the way. You bring Tony Farrar on, he takes all calls. He's had an interesting life. It's interesting to hear his perspective on things.
He's certainly more interesting than Kent, I'll tell you that.
I stuffed
Tony
the guy
Farrar,
from
Buffalo, what? Veronica, what?
Oh, I said I stuffed a guy from Boston.
Okay, I don't know what you mean by that. So bring on the Tony Farrar hour, and Kent needs to get his act together, and Leroy is doing his best, but his hands are somewhat tied. I think that's the conclusion I'm getting.
Also, if I may, doctrine is a major problem, too.
Oh, yeah, that guy's.
Because Leroy will screen people, and then doctrine will hang up on them.
Yeah, I heard
it's
that.
Like a double screening process or something.
Yeah, yeah. From what I've heard, doctrine will, yeah, Leroy will screen a call, put it in the queue, and then doctor will go, we ain't taking those calls.
He brings on his rap buddies.
He's pimping all of his rap, his hoe stable. He's pimping his stable of rapping hoes. Like Kim. I think Kim's a rapper. Isn't she a rapper with his stable?
No, she's not a rapper. She's just an individual, okay, from Alaska. That's all.
He doesn't
Amen.
Bring a lot to the show. Kind of just says yes every okay, yes, yeah, all right, okay.
Well, you have to remember, like, between Kent and Doctrine, man, that dude goes off on tangents for like 20 minutes. There's not a lot of air time for her, to be honest with you, to be fair to her.
He talks about the Steelers way too much.
That's a side effect from the
medicine. And the Penguins. So I'm talking about the Penguins, the Pirates. I forget the other team he plays. He talks
Steelers.
The Steelers. I think that's it.
Amen. He's at.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember when Kim used to call this program.
Nope.
Oh, it was back
Ken,
in the day when,
I don't
when
know
it was
that
HGM. And it was when it was Heavenly Great.
Was this before us, Teddy? Like back before me and Johnny called
in? You guys were calling in back then, too. You guys were calling in.
Oh, really?
In.
Do you remember
yeah,
that,
it is,
Johnny?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Yeah, Kim was on. Matter of fact, I had two different Kims on at one time. I had Kim from Alaska and another Kim from somewhere, I can't remember.
Kim Basinger?
And, one was
Kim
an older
Kardashian.
Kim and one was a younger Kim.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, she's
yeah,
on Heavy
yeah,
Jones. You know?
Heard
she
got
a big
one,
butt,
too.
Kidding.
Like Veronica, a big wang.
Oh. I would lick that ass clean.
Oh, God, don't say that. Oh, there's children listening.
Are you talking about Kim Kardashian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she riddled with sexual transmitted diseases, brother. She's full-blown just a walking STD. Anal wart.
I think she ran through the entire NBA, NFL, and, well, not the MLB because there's not a lot of brothers in the MLB, but
rappers.
She been run through, brother.
She got the rappers. They all got the rappers.
She got three hockey guys.
Yeah, rappers, R&B singers. Yeah, she's been through all, she's been run through, brother.
I mean, come on, see, you can't tell me you wouldn't make a tape with that one.
Okay, listen, here's what I'm going to say. I would definitely partake in some activities with her, but I would definitely have to strap up with like three magnums, and I would not kiss a mouth.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Three?
Oh, God.
You can't be too careful, Johnny.
That's true. Hey, you could just rip one off, go front to back, back to the front.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry,
oh, boy.
Danny. Didn't mean to get graphic on your show, brother, but I mean,
it's like shedding snake skin, Johnny.
Johnny has to buy them special Asian condoms, but even those things are too big for him.
Yeah.
Too bad,
gotta
man.
Gotta tie him. Gotta tie him at the bottom.
I know what he uses. You know the thimble.
Kenny.
You put on your finger. Okay.
That's cold blooded, Kenny. Kenny, you a cold, you
That's
a cold,
cold
motherfucker, Kenny.
That's cold.
Kenny, you like
That's
cold,
cold
but what you talking about, man?
That's cold and not far off.
Oh.
You pick us up at Tony
well,
D's house.
I mean. They're cheaper if you buy the thimble cots, you get more in a box.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pick those up in the arts and crafts style.
Yeah, you get more. I mean, why pay more?
Can I make a plea to Grover Washington, if he's listening, to please call the show tonight before it ends in like 10 minutes? Because I am very sick. I'm worried about him. I'm so worried I'm sick. I haven't heard from him. And Kent didn't give a shit enough to even mention Grover on his show. Or anything about, like, Grover missing. He does not care at all. And so I just want to kind of say, Grover, if you're listening, man, reach out. We need to know you're okay, man. Because, I don't know him very well, but he seems like a dude that's been through a lot, and I just want to make sure he's okay.
We all worry about you, Grover. You haven't called in a long time.
Not
Farrar's normal. Not worried about him. According to Farrar, Grover's a fake.
I mean, fake or not, it's a person. There's a person there. That's a person calling in. And I don't know if it's a real person or a fake person, but it's a person. And they haven't called. So, I'm worried about whoever. If it's not Grover Washington, I'm worried about whoever that person is, because they were calling consistently, and now they're not calling anymore. So I'm just worried about whoever that person is, if it's not Grover. But I do believe it is Grover Washington, for the record.
Okay, we got a caller here from 256. I'm not familiar with that area code. Anybody know where that's from?
No.
256?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, brother.
256, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Alabama, brother.
Hey, is that you, Juan?
Who else could it be?
Roll Tide.
It's an anonymous caller. How you doing, Pastor Ken?
All right, how you doing, Juan?
Holy shit.
Well, I just want to call in because I want to thank you for the shout-outs. And my kinfolk are here, and they wanted a shout-out to them, too, if y'all don't mind. But you don't have to. But if you'd be doing me a great service if you did. And I just want to say,
let's give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk.
Amen. Y'all hear that? Yeah! Yeah! Roll Tide!
Roll Tide!
Jeez. That was beautiful. The kinfolk are happy, I bet.
I hope they don't mind me. I got three teardrops in my eyes and they ain't tattoos.
Oh! I hope they don't mind me being on the show.
Well, I just called in to say hi, hello, and Roll Tide, and I'm going to put myself on mute, and if I don't talk to you, thank you for the shout-out, and thanks to the people on the panel, and Roll Tide, and y'all have a good night, and if y'all don't mind sending me a shout-out later on, my kinfolk as well, because the drunker they get and the drunker I get, the better they sound.
Okay. All right, Juan, my brother. Okay. God bless you. Okay.
Amen, bro.
Let's give a shout one more time to Juan and his
kinfolk. Amen. Woo! Why do they care?
Man. Kenny, you didn't even wait like 30 seconds to do that. He said later in the show.
That's all right. We might as well just get it on out.
He didn't say, wait 10 seconds, and then say it exactly the same.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. We ain't got much longer in the show left anyway.
Yep. That's true, Kenny.
You got any
Kenny
callers,
also...
brother?
I've got callers, but they have not pressed the one key. I've got a 510, a 210, a 602.
I wonder if 210 is Grover. Isn't that the number he usually calls from?
Right, yeah, he's also called from 111.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he's got to raise his hand. You can't just pick up on people. That's rude.
No, I'm not asking him to. I was thinking it might be Grover, but there's other people that call from that number too, so.
Yeah. Well, we've had the son guy call from 210. He's at the San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, the Muslim guy. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's probably who it is.
Oh, we got a 506. I think that's Pastor Kent, the fake Pastor Kent, 506. Let me take him and see who we got. Hey, 506, you're on here.
It's going to be over now.
Hello.
Oh, boy. New Brunswick. Pugwash. Doesn't sound well.
Kenny.
Hey, what's up?
This is Dr. Pastor Rabbi Dean Olympian Rugby Enforcer Diaper Wearer.
Oh.
Fallopian Tube and Mechanic PhD and DDS, Kent, Douglas, Leroy, Hopper.
That's
tennis.
Why we're going astronaut.
He was
How
also
are you, Kenny?
He was also
I'm
a champion
right.
diver. He was a diver too, right? And a race car driver.
Yes.
That's
raced
a hell of
in
a
the circuit. And I played football, and I played rugby, and I played judo, economics. I did it all, and I was the best, and I was scouted by everyone that is anyone. And when I was dean at Mount St. Mary's, I was also the president, the dean, and a counselor. And teacher of aerobics.
Yeah.
That reminds me, Ken, the coffee class, Ken?
Yeah,
maybe
we ain't going
to
do that.
To do it.
Oh.
Kent, is this coffee making any good? Is Ken's coffee making any good?
If I've said it once, I've sweated it twice. Kenny's coffee is the bestest of the best.
See?
I have tried it all over Canada, and it is very good at coffee. It is the greatest. It took a lot of years to train Kenny for the coffee. A lot of violence, a lot of physical slaps, bridge hands, roundhouse kicks. But Kenny got good where he had to be good.
Amen.
Kenny, tell them how you're the best, Kenny. I am giving you compliments. Take them.
Yeah. I'm the best coffee maker there is, yeah.
Oh, good. This is beautiful. This is a beautiful call. So much love.
All righty. Well, we're getting to the very last couple seconds. I'm going to say God bless everybody. Give a shout-out to Ashley, Brother Ordas, Tony Farrar, Kevin Moorhead, Mattress 5000, Pants Hitter, Jim Zane, Shit-Ass, Mike Hunt, DC2, Johnny Longfeather, and Patrick Cat. Okay, God bless you all.
Oh,
Alabama.
Tonight.
Hey,